Bank of Cardiff, this is Nick speaking.
Yes, I was just calling just to inquire about your loan that you have available at the moment for small business.
Sure. Do you have the 16-digit reservation code from the mail?
Yes, 2311-1701-0028-4694.
I am so sorry. Can you repeat that again?
Yes, 2311-1701-0028-4694.
Thank you. The computer was just moving slow and it wasn't loading fast enough. And
okay. I was trying. Where is located?
We're in San Diego. It looks like here you're in Baton Rouge, Louisiana?
Yes.
Okay, excellent. Ask me 1 second. We're loading up the business profile now. All right. Peregrine's Florist Decorative.
Mm-hmm. Decorative services.
Uh-huh. Decorative services, okay. I'm sorry, what was your name, miss?
Carla Franklin.
Okay. Thanks, I just had Joel's name on here, and so I just wanted to...
Yes, Joel. It was Peregrine and Carla. I'm Carla.
You're Carla. Perfect.
He's Joel. That's my partner.
Awesome. What's the best number to reach in case we get disconnected?
1-888-581-0888.
Okay, perfect. All right, here, I'm reading the mailing address correct at 8883 Highland Road, number D.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, perfect. We had the year you started your business is 1996. Is that accurate?
Yes, it is.
Perfect. Are you an LLC? I'm sorry, go ahead, miss.
I said we've been around for a while.
Yeah, no kidding. You don't see that a lot anymore, I'll tell you what. And especially, obviously 2008, 2009 was terrible, but I love seeing businesses that were a while before it and still around. And so definitely impressive to be in business as long as you have. So are you an LLC or are you incorporated?
No, we're a C Corporation.
C Corp, excellent. Okay. And, it looks like we sent you a pre-qualified offer for financing for capital and equipment. So what were your questions for?
Well, I am calling. We are in the midst of closing on a warehouse that we purchased, and we should be closing on it by the end of this month, and we'll have the title. And there are just some things that we need to take care of. We need a fence around the perimeters of the property. We're going to have to do some painting, so we're wanting just to see if we qualify for some capital, going forward, see what we can retain.
Sure. Well, I'll tell you what, a big factor in qualifying is certainly time and business for us, and so you have a huge plus there. How much money were you thinking we're going to take care of the fence and the painting?
Well, the fence is going to be right at about 20. And so
20,000.
We're thinking about possibly maybe 30, something like that, so we can get some paint and pay the guys to paint, just get it up and running before we go into our fourth quarter.
Great. So this new warehouse, this is for your business. This is part of your expansion, huh?
Yes, it is.
Uh-huh. Oh, that's exciting.
We've been leasing on the same facility where we are, and we're going to possibly purchase something also before the end of the year. However, this is our first, purchase. We do a lot of special events, parties, weddings, and we have equipment. We have a box truck. We have two vans. We have a lot of rentals, like we do a lot of Christmas trim, so we own about over 75 Christmas trees. We have.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, we've got inventory that we rent out and we use on a regular basis, urns and pedestals and candelabras and things for, events. So we need a place. Right now we rent, and we have been renting, paying $2,200 a month. So we had this opportunity to buy a warehouse, and that's what we'll be closing on at the end of this month. We're excited about it.
Congratulations. That's exciting.
Okay, so what do you typically do? I mean, it sounds like you're really busy. What do you typically do year to year in your revenues?
Right now, probably it varies year to year, depending on, you know, the economy, of course. But the most that we've ever done was right at $1 million, and last year was like at 700 and something. On an average, I was working with one of my credit card companies because I'm in the process of possibly changing over to get some better rates.
Mm-hmm.
And on average, we do about $50,000 just on credit card processing.
Oh, wow. Okay. Well, definitely, we have a great program, the Working Capital Program. Could be perfect for you. So essentially how that works is we would approve you for the most amount, and you take what you need. So based on what you're telling me, is the approval would probably come in somewhere around, you know, $75,000, right? So you could take the 30 now if that's what you need, and know that you have access to the additional 45, right, if that comes up down the road. But the 30 that you take out would go on a term loan for, as you see there on the mailer, up to 3 years. Since it is unsecured, the limit, the longest loan amount would be 3 years. And just to be fair, a lot of times the first time, we're big on relationship building. The first time we work with somebody, I would say 2 years would be more realistic. I don't want to, you know, try to kind of disguise that or lie to you. We do have 3-year approvals the first time we work with somebody, but more commonly it's 2 years. How would you say that?
About $1,200 a month note. $1,250.
Right, so it'd be plus a little interest, right? So that's $30,000 with no interest.
How do you charge interest?
So obviously, we're a risk-based lender, so that's kind of what I was going to get to, is how would you say you're in and Joel's credit is?
Wait, what?
I'm sorry?
What'd you say? I'm sorry.
How would you rate your credit and Joel's credit?
It's probably about like it's a high 6.
Okay, perfect.
100.
High 600s?
Mm-hmm. Somewhere like that.
Okay, yeah. So
we're
the national.
We're salaried employees, so we don't draw a big salary. We tend to, you know, take care of things in our business. That's just how we operate.
Yeah, no, that's perfect. Very common. So, you know, the national average as far as credit scores is 680. But you, like I said, one of the biggest factors for working capital is time in business. And then we're also going to analyze your cash flow and your bank statements. Well, one, to make sure you can float the note, right? So if we, like I said, we always give the highest approval and the longest term possible, and then work backwards. So in this case, we came back with, you know, $75,000 approval. We would work backwards to $30,000 to get you the payments. As far as the rate, you know, it's hard to give you a number, but I'll tell you, it's not going to be like an APR rate like you'd get on your car note or your mortgage. You know, these unsecured, uncollateralized business loans, what we do is we have a rate factor that determines the amount of interest. So what you're going to see on an approval is you're borrowing this much and you're paying back this amount. So it's very transparent, right? So you're going to know exactly how much interest you're going to be paying over the course of different terms. So we'd give you some options. So maybe look at differences between 18 months and 24 months. Well, I don't know yet. I'd have to take your application. It takes us about 24 hours to get an approval. I would say, you know, the range, right, is typically 11 cents on the dollar to 25 cents on the dollar. And I think you'd fall right in the middle there. You know, your credit's in the high 600s, which is pretty average, but you have an exceptional time in business of 20 years. And so, you know, if you wanted a rough translation, you know, let's say it was 20
something. So that's about 25%.
It's not, because it's not. That's you're thinking of any annualized rate. If it was 25 cents on the dollar, if you ended up at around there over 2 years, when you annualize that, and it's just how it works with all the other loans, it's about 12.5 cents on 12.5%, right? Mm-hmm. So just to compare it to anything else that's for uncollateralized money, it's not going to be tied to your property or your equipment for your business. So God forbid something happens, no one's going to come and take what your business owns from you.
Well, right? It's a C corporation anyway. So that's just how it's set up.
Right, but we're not leaning this loan against the, like you mentioned, the box trucks and the work vans. We're not leaning this loan up against those. That's how a lot of business loans work.
Yeah, but I don't have a problem with that, because that's two of them already paid for. That's not a problem. That's even better. I've had options where I can do something like that and pay, you know, only 5%. So that's where I am. I'm shopping around, trying to figure out, you know.
Yeah, you wanna find the best deal out there, it's never gonna be 5% for our money, because we don't ask for future financials and we don't lean it up against your equipment. If you prefer, you know, that kind of loan, and you have 6 to 8 weeks to wait for it, because I know that's how long it takes for that kind of approval from, you know, for example, Wells Fargo or Fifth Third or Bank of the West or whatever, then that's that would probably be the better way to go. If you want an easy, unsecured loan that you could have, you know, this week or next week if you wanted to wait, you know, with very little paperwork, that's a different way to go. But if you definitely have a couple months and you're definitely, you know, willing to put up your work vans and everything like that and get that, then maybe that's a better way to go. You know, I'm not here to tell you how to borrow money. I'm just telling you what we have and why I love our product.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, well, good. Well, I appreciate your time.
All right, Carla. It was nice talking to you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.